Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I really like natch beaut. I'm a natch beaut. Do you want cream? Do you cream up too?
If you don't know what song that is, it's I Really Like You by Carly Rae Jepsen. Check it out, sweeties. Hello, welcome to Natch Beaut, everybody. Just wanted to come on here at the top and say a couple things. My episode today is really exciting. Kelly Baker is one of the seminal brow experts in the world, and we have a really fun conversation all about eyebrows. I learned a lot, you're going to learn a lot. And more excitingly, her wonderful website full of all the goodies. Guess what? There's a discount code. Yes, sweetie. She offered code NATCH for everybody. If you want to shop any of the products that she's discussing on today's episode, use code NATCH, honey, and you are going to get 10% off. This code is good for today and goes for 1 month. So if you're listening to this and it is September 2020, sweetie, you're in luck. If it's October 2020, you might not be in luck. So I'm just going to say that. Use the code. It is not an affiliate code. She offered me that. And I said, yes, of course. Because after this interview, I wanted everything that she was talking about. She's got a peptide brow serum. She's got highlight sticks. She's got pencils for days. And she's the expert. So there you go. Code NATCH, KellyBaker.com. And that's K-E-L-L-E-Y, Baker.com. Exciting. Second thing I want to discuss, I just want to say shout out real quick to Leanne. Leanne is one of the honeys. She's also a Patreon honey. Patreon.com/Jackie Johnson. Yes, Patreon.com/Jackie Johnson. We're having a lot of fun over at the Jackie J Patreon. I do a podcast there called Kooky Southern Aunt. It's a storytelling podcast about my life. We don't really talk about beauty much, I'm going to be honest. We talk about alcohol. We talk about drugs. We talk about marriage. We talk about all kinds of things. We're having a lot of fun over there. If you want to join us, check it out. Patreon.com/Jackie Johnson. But I just want to say the power of the honeys never ceases to amaze me. So I just want to say shout out to Leanne. I was having some pretty wacky issues with my computer over the past month. It's a long story. I did tell it on the Patreon. I won't bore you with it. But let's just say I was being tested by a higher power in terms of technology. I was having a hard time, and I just happened to mention on my Zoom that I do with the Patreon honeys that my computer was acting a fool. And Leanne said, hey, guess what? My husband works at the Apple Store in Maryland. And I said, oh my God. And she got him on the phone with me, and did he come through? So I just want to say the power of the honeys is so strong. Every day I am more and more blown away by the power of the honeys, but also just the graciousness of the honeys, the selflessness of the honeys, the philanthropy of the honeys, the goodwill of the honeys. Y'all are just the best people, and I'm so honored that y'all are here with me and that I have your support, and just know I have support for you right back at you, okay? So shout out to Leanne and her husband, Jason. I'm obviously not going to say the store because I don't want, you know, their privacy being, you know, but y'all get me, okay? Shout out Jason and Leanne, the honeys. I love y'all. Thank you for your help, Jason. One of the best Apple employees I've ever known. So thank you to that. And lastly, I just want to say, you know, we're all about honesty here on Natch Beaut, and I have to just be honest and tell y'all that it has been a pretty rough go for me lately, mentally. I have never in my whole life had the anxiety at the levels I'm having currently. And it's all kinds of things. I mean, you know, California is on fire. We had record heat days. I am still not in California, but it is where my home is, and it is stressful even to just hear about it. You know, obviously we are in a pandemic. I have been taking it very seriously. Other than the fact that I flew across the country 4 months ago, I have barely been out. I haven't been around other people. it's really getting hard. It's hard, it's stressful, and I've been having really pretty bad anxiety, and it's affecting all different aspects of my life. So I just want to say that if you're feeling the same way, you are not alone, and I know that doesn't necessarily help the situation, but just know that I'm here, and I'm experiencing it too, and there's no shame in the game, honey, okay? So if you need to do anything to decompress, do what you got to do, you know, smoke that bowl, take a sip of that ooh-wee, do what you need to do. I'm not judging you. It's been really rough for me, and you know, I've been taking vitamin D. Is the vitamin D helping? I don't think it is, but you know what? I'm taking it. And I've been trying to exercise. I really think that's been helping, but it's just rough. There's a lot going on. And one of the things that I'm very stressed out about is, you know, the election in America. If you're an American, honey, we have a big election coming up in less than 8 weeks. Isn't that wacky that that's so soon? And this election is going to affect the outcome of our country for the rest of our lives, for the rest of civilization, and that is just the facts. And I'm stressed about it, and I know my honeys are good people, and I know my honeys want to do the right thing. And we feel helpless. We want to do what we can. What can we do? And I happen to live with a political expert whose life passion is to engage people politically and civically. And that's Ben, my fiance, in case you didn't know who that is. And I was like, Ben, what message can I bring to the honeys? How can I get the message out for any honeys out there who want to help and make a difference on this election day? Because, of course, we can say vote. Duh. We all know that, right? Obviously, it's easier to vote for some people than others. But we are going to vote yes. Obviously, if you live in a state that allows at home, you know, mail-in ballots, request your ballot immediately, get it shipped out ASAP, do what you got to do. But there are states that won't allow you to vote by mail because of COVID. One of those is my home state of Texas. So if you happen to be a honey in a swing state, and in case you don't know what the swing states are, I'm going to read you some. That is going to be Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Wisconsin. Some of those aren't super swingy, but if you are in a swing state, and I said your state, you probably know which one. If you are one of those honeys, and more specifically and more importantly, if you happen to be a Texas honey, and I know there are a lot of y'all listening because y'all are my people, the real way you can make a difference this election is to volunteer to be a poll worker. Now, being a poll worker is going to require about 12 hours of your life. And obviously, during a pandemic, it is not very safe in, you know, certain regards. You know, not as safe as sitting at home with a mask on, you know, hand sanitizing. So I understand if you're hesitant. I understand if that sounds scary to you. However, if you happen to find that interesting, I highly recommend looking into it. To be a poll worker, it varies from your districts. It varies from your state. You have to work in the district you are registered. So I can't drive to Texas and be a poll worker in Texas. I already tried. They were like, no, sweetie, you don't live here anymore. It's very important because they're going to try to not let people vote because they're going to say, oh, we don't have enough machines. Oh, we don't have enough workers. Oh, you know, whatever. The more and more people we have working on the front lines in terms of running the machines, you know, working on election day, the better and the more smoothly things can go. So please, if you are around on that day and you're willing to work, I highly, highly recommend that you become a poll worker. I'm going to put some resources on the episode guide today, but also just Google your state or your county and say poll worker, and hopefully you will find the paperwork necessary to fill out. I highly hope my honeys do this. Now, if you don't live in a swing state, it's still great and wonderful work to do. I'm going to probably try to do it in LA, but you know, California, pretty safe to say we're a blue state and nothing's really going to change that. Your votes are still very important and everybody should vote. But specifically, we're trying to stop the voter suppression in the swing states. And I have a feeling I'm sniffing out Texas is going to be pretty brutal. So I'm just really encouraging my honeys to look into that. That is something that you can actually do to make a big difference in the election and serve your country, serve your city, serve your community, and serve your fellow honeys. Okay? Oh man, I'm anxious. I hope this episode, where we discuss all things brows, helps calm your anxiety, because it helps calm mine. Thank you for all the honeys for your support, as usual. Every day I'm blown away by just how wonderful y'all are. Thank you for your time. Please enjoy this episode of Natch Butte. Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Natch Butte. Welcome to Natch Butte, the beauty podcast, where we have a lot of fun. We get down to the bottom of a lot of things. And honey, today we're getting down to the bottom of something very important. But before I tell you what that is, I need to tell you who I am, just in case this is your first episode. Hello, thank you for listening. We are women. We are resilient. We don't have a lot of time in the day. I'm thankful that you're here. I am Jackie J, your host and the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, your host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky Southern aunt. Welcome to Natch Butte. Today we are going to be talking about eyebrows. Eyebrows! Brows transform you. Brows boost confidence. Brows are important, okay? And my guest today knows that more than anyone. She is a makeup artist turned brow expert and celebrity brow artist. She is responsible. She is single-handedly responsible. Maybe two hands, but she is responsible for such iconic brows on the faces of Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, sisters love a referral. Yes. Addison Rae, the queen of TikTok, Jessie J, Zendaya, Cardi B, pretty much everyone that you can think of with gorgeous brows, she probably did them, okay? She owns Kelly Baker Beauty Salon in Venice, California. They do lash extensions, lash lifts, and of course, brows, sweetie. She is also a social media juggernaut with content galore, tutorials, before and afters. Personally, I look like one of her before photos, so I cannot wait to pick her brow brain. She's going to help us all. Please welcome the arch artiste, the brow queen, Kelly Baker. Welcome to Natch Butte.
Well, thanks for having me. That was so much fun to listen to you. Oh my God. It's like, well, you do this for a living or something.
I mean, you know what? Maybe I should add something to my moniker about being like the queen of intros.
Yeah.
I'll come up with something.
You should be an announcer for like sports events and like big, huge events everywhere.
You know, I'm not mad at that career transition.
Yeah.
Because I used to be a celebrity dog walker. I mean, I've had a lot of lives. Oh, yeah. Honey, that's a whole other app. But anyway.
I didn't know that was a thing. You could be a celebrity dog walker?
Honey, of course you can. Are you
that's
kidding?
That's cool.
I mean,
how about,
yeah.
Can you just train mine? Because mine are insane.
I might be able to help. I used to walk pugs.
Really?
I had a pug that looked a lot like yours. His name was Chester. Rest in peace. He was one of my favorite dogs I've ever met.
Yeah. Mine's my favorite too.
Yes. I love the dogs out there. Everybody hug your dog, hug your pet. But let's get started. Kelly, thank you for being here. My first question for every guest on Natch Butte is, what type of skin do you have?
What type of skin do I have?
Yes.
I honestly, it's pretty normal. I have never really actually been into skincare that much. And luckily I get away with that because I hate to even say this out loud, especially to a group of beauty people, you know, but I'm actually not that great at using all the things that I'm supposed to. I do have a cleanser that I like. But other than that, I mean, it's pretty dry to normal. I have to always use like a really thick moisturizer to make sure that my foundation doesn't get all dry and cracky. But other than that, you know, I do get comments a lot that my skin looks good online and like on social media and stuff. But I think I've just learned, since I do have that makeup background, what foundation to use. Like I like a full coverage foundation. And I always use some kind of contour or bronzer and highlight. And I feel like highlight on the cheekbone actually kind of weirdly takes away dryness because it looks more glowy. And I'm always dry. And it just kind of gives you a little pick-me-up, which is fun. So that's a fun little beauty tip for all of you guys.
I love that. And you know what? I think it's iconic that you're not a skincare queen, because that just shows that like we're all unique, beautiful flowers. And yeah, we're all doing our own damn thing. And you can be like the queen of brows and like not give a shit about hyaluronic serum. And I love that.
I know nothing about hyaluronic serum. I am the absolute worst.
That's great.
I love that. Yeah. We're not all like product junkies, you know? I appreciate all perspectives on my show. I think that's great.
Well, thanks. I know all about bras, though.
I mean, you're telling me, sister. The next question I have for you is, this is a special question just for you. What type of brows do you have?
I have over-tweezed, holy thin brows. I grew up in, well, I was born in 78. I'm going to be 42 next week. So I grew up
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Drew Barrymore and Pamela Anderson were who we watched on TV, and they were all over-tweezed, thin brow people. So that was what, you know, the look was. So that's what I was going for, unfortunately. My brows actually really suck, which most people don't know. And you would think and assume that they don't suck, but, you know, I've learned how to fill them in and make them look good to where you can't really tell. But when I don't have makeup on, you'll be like, wait, you're who again? You do what? You're known for brows because yours look scary.
I appreciate the candor there, and we'll get to that in a minute. My next and last intro question for you is, what is your favorite thing about yourself?
Oh, my favorite thing about myself? I think that I like to, like, that I like to give to people and like to help people, and I like to teach them that they all can do whatever it is that they want to do. So whether it's me that does brows or you being a celebrity dog walker, just encouraging people to take that leap into whatever direction it is that they're into and, you know, encourage that they can do it. So I don't know what that
That's
would be
lovely.
Called. An encourager.
You're an encourager.
I'm an encourager.
I love that for you and for me.
Yeah. It's fun.
Kelly, that was a beautiful answer. I'm so excited already because you're very cool.
Thank you.
So, okay, your background is in makeup artistry, but at some point you realized, oh, wow, I have a passion for brows. When did that happen? When was that sort of transition in your life / your career / your aha moment? When was that? How did that first come to fruition for you?
Well, that didn't happen until I was actually in beauty school. And the reason why I went to beauty school was honestly just as a backup plan. I'm from LA. I tried everything. I tried wedding makeup, being on set, photo shoots, independent films, all different kinds of things. And this is, you know, almost 20 years ago. So it's not like it is now where people are actually getting their makeup done and glammed daily, right?
Right.
Nor does anyone even see it back then. Like, you know, we didn't have social media or Instagram to post pictures and all that stuff. So I went to beauty school as a backup plan, thinking, well, maybe I could do makeup at a salon in Beverly Hills. But to do so, you had to have an esthetician's license. So at that point, I decided to go to beauty school. And it wasn't until then, I had shitty brows still. But in my class was a man named Damone Roberts, who was and is known as the Brow King. And already had a salon. Well, he was actually about to open his first salon, had been doing a bunch of celebrities, and was there knowing that if he opened a salon, he had to have a license. So I really just went to get my license to do makeup in a salon, but then met him there and became his first brow girl and learned everything from him. So, one thing that I always tell people also is that I'm a Virgo, which equals perfectionist freak. So straight lines and making things even is part of just who I am and what I do. So once I learned how to do it, it was perfect for me. And that was it. I mean, that was 18 years ago. Crazy.
If you had to guess, how many eyebrows do you think you've plucked in your life?
I could not even. I don't know.
Man.
I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
So
I used to work 5 days a week, you know, like a regular person. But now I only work one day in the salon. and I have, you know, a handful of other girls in there waxing. Right now, currently, I'm working 2 days in the salon because we had been shut down for so long, trying to, you know, get all the overflow of people in. But I told my girls last night, again, with the Virgo, I like to look and check and make sure everything is running right and, you know, checking the, you know, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. And I was looking at our schedule, and it showed that we had 81 new clients this week. This week, during COVID, 81. Wow. That's not even including just our regulars. 81 new people, which is effing so crazy. I was just like, holy, holy mother.
I wow. hope y'all ordered like a ton of extra strips of wax. I mean, it's because everyone's been locked in their houses. The brows have probably grown out of control.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's definitely that for sure. You know, and I think at this point, you know, even if someone's on a Zoom, you know, you just feel better. You yes. feel better if when you look good, you feel good, and it just makes your day better. So, you know, we're here for it. Unfortunately, we're on the patio. It has gotten hot. I worked yesterday outside and was pretty miserable, but, you know, it is what it is. So
it is what it is.
Yeah.
So do you not believe in the whole sisters, not twins thing? Are we supposed to be twins?
Well, it's not possible. Are your boobs matching? Are your feet matching? Are your hands matching? Nothing is the same. So they will never be exactly the same. And I know people say that, no, they should be twins, but they can't. You know, and our job, you know, at the salon is to make sure that they look as even as possible, to match as much as they can. But, you know, there's only so much we can do. You know, we definitely try our best. I mean, that's what we're here for. So
I guess you must have seen my topless photos online.
I did. That's why I brought it up.
Okay.
But I purposely say that too, so people understand.
Yes,
like it's the truth.
Yes,
you know, it's
that's a
very analogy.
Beautiful analogy. Yes.
Yeah.
Because one of my boobs is a little bigger than the other. Yeah. It is what it is. I mean, I think it's fun because then I'm like, if I want to show my good boob, I'll just do like a little side
move
moment
to the right.
You know? Yeah. Just a
totally.
Little side moment. Same with brows.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had a woman. You know, and everyone has their myths, their thoughts, their ideas of, do I wax? Do I thread? You know, oh, I heard you shouldn't wax because it's going to make your, you know, you age. I'm like, first of all, that's ridiculous. Like, imagine putting a piece of wax on and pulling it off. How fast is that? 5 seconds. When you sleep, what are you doing? You have your face matched on a pillow for 8 hours. You're probably doing more damage to your face sleeping on a pillow than a 5 second wax strip being pulled off, you know? Mm-hmm. So I had this one client come in, and, you know, a lot of us have mirror faces. We do a certain look when we look at ourselves in the mirror. It's just what we do, right? Or your posing face when you're going to pose for a picture or whatever. And this client, it was her first time. And the way that we do brows, we have the chair reclined back and your head is basically in our lap, like kind of like a dentist chair. And she goes, can we not do it that way? Because every time we do that, one side is higher than the other. And she hadn't been to our shop yet. She's just saying previously. And I'm like, that just seems weird, you know? I'm like, and I will try to always ask people questions to try to understand why they think that and what her idea is behind that. And she goes, well, I said, well, okay, well, show me which brow you think is higher or which one ends up being higher. And she, let's just pretend she pointed to the right one. I said, okay, show me, look in the mirror and show me. And she's looking in the mirror, and as she's looking in the mirror, she naturally raises her right brow every time she looks at it. I go, okay, so see what you just did? Do that again. You know, without her realizing it, I said, every time you look at yourself, you raise that right brow.
Yeah.
I said, so it's not the person waxing your brow. It's the expression that you make when you look at yourself. So let me just do it my way, please.
You know, I didn't tell you this. So after I was a celebrity dog walker, I was an eyelash technician.
Oh, really?
And cool. I dealt with very similar things.
Yeah.
I think my biggest pet peeve was probably when people were like, I need to like do an email. And I'm like, I would not open your eye right now because this glue could really burn your eyeball.
Yeah. But, well, and it's not, you know, you should know you're going to be there for an hour to 2 hours. Yes. Your eyes closed. You can't be emailing.
I know, but you know, I'm sure you've heard it all yourself.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Can I guess what your lashes are? I'm going to say they're C-curl 13s.
I honestly could not tell you.
Yeah, I think they're C-curl 13, maybe a 12, 13.
Well, I just had eyeliner on yesterday, which I know you're not supposed to do. But so they're on the end of their life span right now.
They look good.
Yeah, we do good lashes. Yay.
I'm sure you do. Right? Okay, back to brows.
Sorry.
So you had, no, please don't apologize. When I looked at your Instagram, obviously, like you were saying, you are known, you're the brow queen. So I saw your eyebrows and I said, okay, she somehow circumnavigated the 90s and didn't ruin her eyebrows. And then I saw a photo of you that you had posted. It was like a TBT and you were like, this was me. And you had the McDonald's arch thin brow. And I was shook to my core. So how did you transition your eyebrows from like the golden arch brows to the brows you have today?
Well, initially it was just a lot of, you know, not touching. You just have to not touch and let them completely grow, which is absolute torture, you know. Everyone hates doing that, but it definitely makes a difference. Hide your tweezers, throw them away, give them to your best friend, whatever. Nowadays, you know, there are other things you can use like serum. So we actually have a lash and brow serum that is obviously there to help grow out your brows, and I bathe in it. So, and I don't, you know, it's, I, the only part of my skincare routine would be using that actually.
Yes.
So what I tell people, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, you have to stick to something to make it actually work. So let's say if you're going to go on a diet and you have to eat specific foods every single day, until you do that, you're not going to see results. So it's the same thing with the serum. You have to put it on every single day. I do it at night. So I'll put it on at night before I go to bed. So I typically tell people, you know, leave it in your bathroom next to your toothbrush, wash your face, you know, and then put the serum on. And I, like I said, lather it all over my brows. And that's it. But it will totally stimulate hair growth. If there's like damaged follicles, then you're done. Like it's not going to grow back, but it will absolutely make the hair longer and make them fluffier and get and stimulate new hair growth. Like, so, and I, some, you know, I definitely get them in the places that I don't really want them, but at least I can still see that it's working and that the hair is coming, you know?
Yes. So. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, serums absolutely work, you know. I have a whole product line, and everything that we make, I swear, takes forever because, again, the Virgo freak, it has to be perfect. So I'm basically the crash test dummy of all of our products. And, you know, I can, and it's because I want to be able to say that it works. I'm not going to ever use anything or sell anything that doesn't work. So it absolutely works. You know, there are other things that people talk about that I've never personally used, like castor oil, you know, and anything that you could put on your lashes, you can put on your brows. If it can get that close to your eyeballs, you can definitely put it on your brow hair. So try that if you need to, for sure. Or just hide your tweezers, you know, the combination of both. But as you can see, like mine still are not great. They're better. But before, this whole inner part on both sides, that was completely gone.
Mm-hmm.
And even right in here where it dips up a little bit, that was off too.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's crazy. The brow trends are just crazy.
Yeah, it's, I really relate to you because my eyebrows have really been through a beating. I mean, I had gorgeous, if I showed you a photo of me in middle school, your heart would hurt. They were like They were so beautiful. They were like Brooke Shields. My mom would always be like, you have like Brooke Shields eyebrows. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. I don't want these.
You know what's funny though? Real quick, if you go on to Brooke Shields' Instagram or look up Brooke Shields, everyone listening,
yeah,
go look at her old pictures. Her brows are so sisters and not twins.
Yeah.
And everyone talks about Brooke Shields' brows, Brooke Shields' yeah. brows. But they are, not only are they big and thick and full, one is literally higher than the other. They're totally different. You have to go look after this.
I'm going to look. I just really plucked the shit out of mine. And so I'm glad that you said, I was going to ask you about holes, filling in holes. And you're saying that follicle's dead, honey. There's nothing I can do.
I mean, well, again, I'm not a scientist, so unless you try it first, I would try it first. I would, like I said, even what's on any extra that's even on the applicator, like let's pretend the tip is, the end is the tip, right? Any extra serum that's on the applicator, I literally am like all over.
Swirl it around. Yeah.
Swirling it all over my skin.
Do you ever get like random hairs growing on like your forehead or something?
Well, not in the middle of my forehead, but I will get it a little bit higher up here. I tweezed this morning. I've been using it lately and to show people, but then I get excited and I want to tweeze too. So I was like, I'm going to tweeze these. Yeah.
I love a tweeze. I'm ever on a desert island and I can only bring three things, I'm bringing tweezers.
I would bring tweezers too, because you can do a lot of things with tweezers.
I agree, but I'm also such a plucky McPluckerton. Like, I think I might have missed my calling in life, like, because I just love to pluck and pluck.
Well,
I could pluck for
hours.
Well, you
still have time. I could teach you and train you how to do brows.
That's true. I used to do lashes. I mean, it's
not far off.
Not far off.
Go ahead. You go.
Oh, I was just going to ask you your next question.
Go ahead. I'm ready for you.
Yeah, baby. How would you describe your distinctive brow style?
Well,
you have a style for sure.
There's definitely a style, and I get this question asked a lot, and it's kind of tricky to answer because it's not just one word. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
well, honey, we have a half hour. Go ahead.
So it's defined, shaped, natural looking, full. But noticeable. So we want to notice your brows, but we also want your brows to look like they belong to you.
Yep.
Right. So that's really, I don't even want to use the word thick because it's, we have clients that like me, you don't have thick brows, but it's really just beautifully shaped and defined, and whatever shape you have are going to make them the best that they can look. And then, what our main thing is teaching people how to use products, how to use our products and how to fill in your brows so you can do it and you walk around looking good, because makeup's tough. Makeup's hard. I know for myself, if I go, get styled at the dry bar or something, I don't know how to recreate that. I don't know how to recreate that wave or that curl, or even if I get my makeup done, I'm like, wait, how'd you do that? So, it's really important, for me to be able to teach you guys, if you're going to be buying my products, how to do it so that you look good. And the whole purpose of the products is so that you can do it. So my line is super small compared to others that, like, let's say you go to Nordstrom's and you go to a makeup counter and there's 50 shades of brow colors. Mm. That is just way too confusing. Are you midnight chocolate, mahogany, dark brown, ebony brown, middle brown? Like, there's this chestnut, like there's walnut, like there's just so many names. Which one?
So
are
many
you?
Damn nuts. There's just so,
so many
nuts.
Hazelnut. Macadamia nut. No, so we're just very easy. Blonde brown, dark brown, and those three shades I've made sure that, can match any skin tone. So, you basically know, I would tell people too, I've obviously taught the stylists and our products are in about 500 salons, so they've all learned how to use it too. So it's really easy. Like you right now, looking at you, you would be brown for sure. I'm brown. Yeah, definitely brown. And you have big, full brows. I love them.
We'll talk about it in a minute. We'll talk about me in a minute.
Yes. But they look good. They're pretty. They're nice and full.
Oh, thanks. Well, I haven't touched.
When you're back in town.
Oh, honey, I cannot wait. I'll be there. I'll be there with my mask on and everything. It's all happening. I can't wait. Every time I have a guest on this show, it's only to serve myself and my interests, you know? So
I mean,
don't
as
worry.
You should. Why else would you have a show? It's got to be about what you like and what you can get.
I mean, you got me there. You got me there. I have
that's
read.
That's actually one of the things I teach people is trade your services, you know?
Oh, yeah, honey. I used to barter the shit out of lashes, everything I did.
It's so much fun. Yeah. It's definitely so important, you know, definitely use your skills to get things and pass things on and, you know, whatever.
That's a great transition to my next question, because my next question is about empowering women. And I feel as women, we can barter with each other and serve each other with our passions, our interests, etc. And I read an article, I don't have it in front of me, but I did read an article that said something about one of your missions in life is to empower women. And I thought maybe there was a story behind that or a reason. And I just was wondering, like, when did that become your mission? How did that become your mission?
I don't know if it ever was a goal to be my mission. It's just what I naturally do. You know, with everyone. And I actually, it's funny that you say that, because I got a text message early this morning from a woman named Stephanie, who I've been getting my facials from, who's teaching me about skincare. And literally her text message was, thank you so much. You're all about empowering women. And thank you for introducing me to people and you know, bringing me opportunities that I would have never had before. You know, and that she was thankful and appreciative. And I just feel like that's what we should all be doing with whatever it is, you know, we are doing. Like, what's the point? You can't hoard things to yourself. Like, you know, she's great at what she does. Everyone should go to her. And I think that's just, it's just something that I've always done with everyone, whether it's the cleaning guy or the dog walker or my facial lady. Like, again, with my encourager or title, I'm also a connector. So I like to introduce people and connect people and help people grow in whatever way they need to. Because it's honestly, I've learned how to do it, and I feel that it's actually very easy. And so many people are scared to ask for help or, you know, don't know how to start anything, you know? And I think growing up, like, my parents got divorced when I was super young. My mom lives on the East Coast, and where I live, I don't have any family here. So I'm constantly asking people, like the dog walker today. Like, you know, the other day I was coming home late. So I said, hey, can you go to my house and do a nighttime walk and feed? Like, I have no choice but to ask for help. And there's nothing wrong with that. And so many people are scared to ask for help or reach out and say, hey, can you help me? And, you know, I asked for a treadmill for my birthday, and my mom got me one, and it's been sitting downstairs in the living room. And I don't usually talk about this stuff, but I'll say it anyway. So I'm dating someone new, and
yes,
he goes, exciting. And I told him about the treadmill, and that I had to wait, like I was supposed to wait for someone to build it and put it together. And he's like, well, who usually does that stuff for you? I'm like, the cleaning guy. Ernesto is amazing. He helps me with everything because I don't have that person. You know, like, there's no family or anyone to come over and build it. So he put it together for me yesterday. But, you know, my point is that you just have to just ask, you know, and a lot of people are scared to be like, hey, I'm hungry. Can you help me order something because I'm super busy? Or, hey, I need this. Like, you just say it. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking. So
I have a hard time asking for help. I know why. I mean, therapy, yeah. But it is definitely, you know, it is a skill to be able to ask for help 100%. But also being a connector and an encourager is also a vital skill. So you're just like an all-encompassing supportive person, it sounds like.
I mean, I feel like I'm pretty supportive in general. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll support, you know, everyone's ideas unless it's crazy.
Yeah, but you
crazy,
support
crazy in a bad way.
Yes. You support, but you also ask for support. It's like the symbiotic moment.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
I'm not really sure. I mean, where that came from, but I've just, you know, I don't know.
I don't either. A lot of my parents got divorced when I was 7. It was very difficult. I went through a divorce of my own last year, so it's hard. But yeah. A lot of times, divorced kids have to really do a lot on their own, and we kind of have to grow up fast in a lot of ways and like take care of a lot of things, and we learn how to like take care of ourselves.
And we all have so many different situations. I mean, all of ours are so different, you know?
Yes.
So you just learn things and observe things and work, you know, with what you have. And yes. You know, not everyone does it, but it's definitely something that everyone can do, you know?
Yes. Yes. I'm excited for you that you got a quarantine boo. I'm not going to ask you about it, but that's exciting.
Literally during quarantine. And guess where, I'm just going to say this because it's really funny. Guess what the name of the city is that he lives in?
Oh, man. Rancho Cucamonga?
Close. Corona.
Oh, my God. Ah!
I got a coronavirus Corona boo.
That is so funny. But Corona's lovely, isn't it, on the beach?
No, it's hot AF, but whatever.
Okay, I feel like I've seen it on the map. I'm speaking out of turn, but that's very exciting.
It's actually close to Rancho Cucamonga.
There you go.
So
that
random.
Is so funny. You got a Corona boo in Corona.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, that sounds exciting.
Know, if the stars weren't aligned, I don't know what was.
I know. It'll be a really funny story for the grandkids. Okay, I have a question. You have a proprietary technique of steps for brows, and one of them is trimming.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is a step most people do not know about.
No one.
So can you maybe just tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the step that the main part of that step is that you have to do it the right way because everyone typically trims wrong.
Yes. Okay. Wow. I would say I'm probably in that.
And I, you know, most people do it. I remember looking at my dad's brows and thinking, did you seriously just F up your brows? Like, hello, could you ask me? But what happens is, so people will brush up their hair, right?
Yeah, that's what
I
do.
And when you brush it up, you hold it tight there. And then they go and they trim what's up above it, mm-hmm. correct? Mm-hmm. But what happens when I let go? That bounces back down to where it wants to be.
Right.
So when you're trimming a brow, you want to brush it up, let go of it, and only trim what's sticking out. Because if you do it the other way, where you're brushing it and you're trimming it there, you let go and it bounces back. You create these little holes and like little divots. It goes like this. You see like little dips on people.
Right. A dip brow.
A dip brow, which we hate. Don't mind a dip.
Well, I'm happy to report I was actually doing it right. But
oh, good.
But do you do the scissors across or do you do them down?
No, we go along the brow. So we trim. I typically trim up and around.
Okay.
But if the brow hair is sticking straight out like this,
mm-hmm.
I will trim it right in half. So that's also a tip that people don't know. So you literally trim the hair that's poking out to like the main part of your brow. So it just lays flat. And I actually, my brows tend to stick out kind of in the front like a little palm tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave that part. I like it. And it's actually kind of like, you know, lucky for me in style at the moment. But, you know, just because we don't want to pull it completely out. We don't want to make a hole. We want as much hair as possible. But we do want them just to like blend in and like not look so pokey and crazy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Now I want to ask you about some of the brow trends and technique things that are happening. I want your expert thoughts on laminated brows. How do we feel about that?
Well, unfortunately, one other trait of mine is honesty, in the sense of I tell you what I think, and
that's what I'm asking for, hun.
I know, but you know, it's hard because, you know, I'm happy that people have jobs and they're working and they're doing the service, so I don't want to like say anything negative. But at the same time, I don't think it's something it bothers me that it's as popular as it is, because it's gotten to the point where everyone thinks that they need it.
Right.
And it's only for a specific group of people. So I just recently had mine done because I wanted to be trained in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, was the model for one of the girls that worked for me. And then I did her brows, and then we did another girl at our shop's brows, and we hate all of it. We hate each other's brows. We hate our own brows. We all wish we didn't do it. But then I'll message people on Instagram like who does it, and they're like, well, it's not for everyone, but sometimes it turns out great. I'm like, yeah, but we can't do sometimes. We can't offer that service if sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work on me, and it didn't work on her, and we hate it. So it looks cool. I think, you know, again, with, you know, pictures and posting, it looks neat in a photo.
Right.
And again, there are people who do a good job, and I don't know. I haven't seen everyone's.
Yeah.
So maybe they didn't get the same outcome that I did. But, I mean, I'm really not about trends and brows, because there's only so many things you can do.
I hear you. My next question is about microblading.
Don't like that either.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to tell you and show you now. You said my eyebrows look pretty good. Four years ago, my friend did them, who was training. And she did a good job. She runs a business, so I'm not trying to trash her. But I was told this will last a year and a half to 2 years. Bitch.
You want to take a look? It's a lie.
You want to take a look?
Oh, in the front. Yep, I see it. I totally see it.
So, listen. I had another brow tattooer person on my show, and she explained to me, I'm probably going to have this for the rest of my life. I will be an old grandma in my damn coma bed someday, surrounded by my loved ones, entering the next realm of life, and I'm going to have these fucking eyebrows on.
And that's the thing, is they lie to people. They tell people it's semi-permanent. To get touch-ups, it'll fade, it'll disappear in a year, it goes away. That is a straight lie. It's a effing lie. It pisses me off.
Yeah.
Do you have any tattoos?
Yes.
Do they?
They look like shit. I got them when I was 18 years old. They look like shit.
But also, too, like, would you go over a tattoo 2 to 3 to 4 times?
No.
Because already they spread. So it is a tattoo. It is some kind of blade of whatever metal and size and thickness.
Yes.
It cuts open your skin, and they're putting ink in your skin.
Yes.
That is it.
Yes.
There's no magic to it. It is a tattoo on your face.
Yes, it is a tattoo on your face.
It's a tattoo on your face. And not only is it a tattoo on your face, most of the people who do microblading do not even have an esthetician's license. Anyone could go take a course, and then you are a microblader. They have no skills in shaping brows. I've had people message me and be like, hey, I microblade, but I don't know how to shape brows. I'd love to come and take your class. Really?
That's scary.
That's horrible. And you should not do it. And it sucks because they charge you $1,000 to $3,000, rip you off, and then you're ruined. I actually had two clients yesterday. A client yesterday who just got her brows quote unquote feathered. Well, whatever you want to call it, it's still a tattoo, and it's stupid, and you have thick brows already. And why did you do that to your face?
Yeah.
You know? It's stupid. And she's like, I think she did a good job. And, you know, it's already done, so there's no point in me critiquing it and telling her, no, she didn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's already done. But, like, it's further out than her brow. And when you look up close to it, because she came to me to shape them around it, it's just... it's not feathered. They're like, people just, again, they're taking advantage of women who don't know any better. and charging lots of money. And it's something like I've had so many people message me saying, how do I take this off? I'm like,
that was going to be my next question. If you have any tips.
Okay. So I don't remember who told me about this. I have to ask. But people are trying to laser them off, like tattoo laser them off.
Yeah.
And I had a woman come in and tattoo white ink over her brows to make the to make them fade.
Oof.
Like it sucks. It sucks. Yeah. And listen, if you have super thin over-tweezed brows, you've a cancer patient going through chemo, scars, like there are so many reasons why you should do it. Great. Amazing. Right.
Yes.
But probably 90% of the population of women should not microblade the brows. And the thing is, too, is the reasoning by it, a lot of times women say, well, I just don't want to fill them in. I'm like, well, girl, you got to brush your teeth in the morning. There's certain things you got to do. If it's filling in your brows for an extra 10 minutes, rather than having a tattoo that you hate on your face forever, you got to just do it. It's, you know, because you're going to regret it after.
Yeah.
And I had a client, her name is Charity. Charity, if you hear this, you already know. One of my favorite pairs of brows to shape. Like, her brows were so pretty. And she asked me about microblading. I was like, you are absolutely not a candidate. Do not do it.
Yeah.
She went and did it anyways.
Yeah.
She came in, they were so dark. The shape was awful. And I was just like, I can't believe you did it. And she was like, I hate it. I hate it so much. What do I do? I'm like, girl, you can't do anything. Like, and it just looked so bad. You know, and she's actually been lasering them off. She's been lasering it already that fast.
Yeah, so, I heard that damages the follicle even worse if you laser, though.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean,
I don't have any hairs to spare, Kelly, you know? I guess I'm just stuck with this shit.
Well, I mean, again, that's the thing is, you know, we're all stuck with it. Just like if we get a tattoo, I'm stuck with this forever. So
yeah, I wish.
I think they should just be more vocal about the truth about it and let people know it is a lifetime decision that you're making.
Yes.
You know, honest.
If they had said to me, this is a tattoo on your face that is not going to go away, I would not have done it. Yeah. It was explained to me as semi-permanent, a year and a half to 2 years.
Yeah.
Which is not true. We've already debunked this on Nashbute once, but yes, Kelly is an expert and she is once again saying, maybe don't do it.
And I'm only just saying, I just feel it's not necessary, you know? Like, you want to get lip filler? Go for it. Because that does dissolve. You know what I mean? You want to get Botox? Go for it. Because that does dissolve too. But this is permanent. It lasts forever. If you want something different, use powder, use pencil, use something.
Yeah.
You know? Or you're stuck with it. And if you're going to do it, research the artist. Look at all of their before and after pictures. And look at what they look like in 2 months or a year after. Ask for photos from, like, what is it gonna look like?
Yes.
You know?
Yes. 100%.
And I have to do the deed. I have to tell people. I actually went to a beauty I went to a convention once. I think it was in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. And I was walking around, this long time ago, walking around, checking out the booths, and someone was gonna do they were gonna get their brows microbladed. And I walked up to the model and I looked at her brows and the artist had like drawn on what she was going to do. And the artist had walked away. And I looked, I went closer to the woman and I looked at the person and I was like, can I just, and she, you know, had no idea anything about me. Right. And I'm like, can I just need, I had to say something, obviously the most polite way possible. I don't remember what I said, but I was like, look in the mirror. This one is shorter. How they drew it is shorter and it's thicker, and this one is longer and it's thinner. Like,
yeah.
She needs to fix that before she tattoos that on her face, basically.
Wow. Damn.
And she's like, oh my God, thank you. And I just turned around and walked away. Oh. Like, if you're going to do this, have her, you know?
Right.
Yeah, man, it's scary.
My whole life just flashed before my eyes.
Right.
But I think that makes sense because for me, my eyebrows have been such a struggle and I really fucked them up and they were uneven and all these things. And I had had such a frustration getting them right. But looking back, I think I was like, oh, this will be a permanent or a semi-permanent solution. I'm not going to have to do them. But really, I should have learned how to do my eyebrows.
Right. And that's and the that thing. You know, unless you've been in an accident and or I've had clients that literally have just this one little tiny piece of brow in the front. But right. that's a different generation, too. It's typically an older woman.
Right.
You can't fuck. Yours can't be much worse than mine. They just can't. Mine are
They're very
shitty.
Similar. They're very similar to yours. Yeah.
They're pretty shitty. They're hard to fill in. And if I, you know, yes, I am a makeup artist, but I also have taught myself how to do it. And like, you got to just try because it's not a fix. You can't fix it once it's done. So.
Yes. Thank you for that. Okay. We've already brought up your product line once, but I wanted to know more about your product line. You have brushes, serums, tools, pencils. Sort of tell me the standouts, maybe your top sellers, the things you're most excited about, because, you know, I'm assuming you created your own brand because you were like, I know what I want and it's not out there on the market and these are the products I trust. So tell me like some of your faves, the Kelly Baker brow line.
So everything that we have is specifically for brows and it's made so that anyone can use it, whether you or a stay-at-home mom, a soccer mom, someone who's trying to use makeup, or a makeup artist. You know, it's good for everyone. They're good for every skin tone, every ethnicity, every type of skin. They're going to work on everyone. And that was my biggest goal, to make sure that anyone can use it. You don't need me, because I obviously can't go home with everybody. So initially, I didn't have a plan on making a line. I had specific things that I would use on clients and then they would want it.
Mm-hmm.
So then again, like when I went to that Long Beach show, I'd walk around and try to find something that I could use on people because they'd like want to buy it, you know?
Yeah.
And it basically just came from that, you know, it came from me trying to make it work for my clients and never about money, never thinking this is what we're doing. It was just a extra perk for them, you know? Mm-hmm. But it turned into a whole thing. I mean, it's like, God, I feel like I just coined a new word in my head, brow science. Like, it's just teaching people how to do it, what works for you, you know, and making it easy. It just has to be easy. You know, we have pencils, we have powders. Our two main things that we use to fill them in is either a brow pencil or a brow powder. They all come in three shades, blonde, brown, dark brown. California has banned tinting in California. So we've then added a tinted brow gel. The tinted brow gel is the same, blonde, brown, dark brown. So you're always going to be in this, like, it's just a matter if you want powder, pencil, or tinted gel. Whatever you like best, we have the color for you. We have two highlighters. We have light. We have tan. That's going to literally work on every skin tone. I know people are like, there's no way. Listen, I've tried it. Go for it. You try it. I promise you, you will like it. We do not get returns. People love it. And that's why it's gotten so popular, because people tag me and post me in photos of their highlighter pencil this big, like the size of your fingernail, because they use it till there's nothing left. Yeah. I posted one. Go look on my Instagram when you get off of here. I posted one last night. A brow artist was like, who else saves it to like this? Like, I should throw this away.
Yeah, but you gotta keep it.
Yeah. But so the pencils and the powders is the main thing to fill it in. And then the highlighter. The highlighter is definitely my favorite. Everyone should use a highlighter, whether you fill in your brows or not. It opens your eyes. It lifts your brows. It camouflages the holes. It makes them look fuller. It makes them look more defined. It covers hair if you're trying to grow them in and you don't want it to see, like to show. The highlighter pencil, my clients have nicknamed the magic stick. So it's just it just magically makes you look better. Whether you're going to the gym or going on a date or whatever, it's always going to make you look good. So the highlighter pencil for sure. Lately, I've been using my pencil a lot, the brow pencils. I hated brow pencils. I could never find one that like worked good. I felt like they were always waxy. And we finally, a year later, I literally everything takes me about a year. The amount of back and forth, trying and testing and tweak this and lighter this, it's too gray, it's too brown, it's too dark, it's too waxy, it's not waxy enough. I mean, people probably hate me, but whatever. It's, you know, it's for you. So I'm going to keep sending it back until it's perfect. And it's, again, it's easy to use. So those are the main things. We have the growth serum. We have tweezers. I am obsessed with my tweezers. I have, it's going to sound crazy, but I typically always have four pairs of tweezers for every client. I switch out. I always keep four out. If I go on a house call, I have four. I have probably four next to my makeup station right now. They're all great. But sometimes one just kind of feels like works a little bit better than the other one. You know what I mean? But out of like, they all work amazing. You know? So I think that's basically it, isn't it?
I want everything. Like, I am so sold. I never use a brow highlighter. What have I been doing with my life? I'm going to wear one every day.
It's the best. It is the best.
I'm trying to get pregnant next year. You know what I mean? I need these brows looking good.
And then we added lip gloss because brows and lip gloss, what else do you need? And
I
even
agree.
With the lip gloss, any skin tone, any ethnicity, I don't care what you look like, it's going to look good on you. And that's the difference between us and other brands is that I care. You know, I'm not like for a certain type of look, a style of woman. It's for every woman. So, you know, beauty is hard. I'm trying to make it easy for you.
I have a question. I have two. I call them my unicorn eyebrow hairs. I have like a bright white eyebrow hair on either side. Would the brow gel help me get those back in line?
Are you kidding me? It will completely turn it either blonde, brown, or dark brown.
Okay,
so you would actually use the blonde probably because they are very pigmented, so they come out darker.
Yeah.
They will cover any gray hair. Not only do they cover gray hair, but so see in the inner part of my brow where this is all less hair, it's a stain. So if I push it on here, it's going to make this whole area look connected. So it actually fills holes and makes the brow look fuller and thicker because it's bringing like a density to it.
Yep.
One thing, I'm looking at my BFF because she's sitting next to me and I use her as an example and call her out. But if you have any gray hair on your head, you can use it to color your roots.
Yeah, I'm buying that. Yeah, I'm buying that. Yeah, I'm probably going to buy a few. The grays are coming for me hard, Kelly. They're coming for me real hard.
Oh my God, and, it's so great. You can totally, and it's a really, really, my favorite part of my tinted brow gel is the wand. Now, I always try to make things different.
Mm-hmm.
There are now other ones that look like mine on the market. But when I made mine, there wasn't any that had a really tiny, thin, little micro brush.
Because
the purpose of it is it's too messy. There's a lot of product.
I always get it all over my damn face. Yeah.
Yeah. It could be like a painting disaster.
Yeah.
Another trick, for the men out there, for any ladies, brothers, boyfriends, husbands, it's actually really cool for their beards. So you know how some guys don't have like the full beard, lighter on the sides, or they might have gray. Every guy, if they have a beard, they want it to look fuller. You can use it in there and it will totally fill it, it sounds insane. I used it for a client because I got booked to do makeup and I used it on his beard and he was obsessed.
Was it Drake? I'm just kidding. I don't know who it was.
No, it wasn't Drake.
Okay, cute. Well, you know what? His loss.
Because Drake, I don't even know what Drake's facial hair looks like, but he's on my to-do list. So hopefully I'll show it to him.
I have that question here. I wanted to say, you know, if you could pick somebody dead or alive, who would be your dream brow client?
I don't know about dead, but okay, let's do dead. We're going to do dead only because there's such iconic people that have passed away. I would love to do like Marilyn Monroe or Elizabeth Taylor or Audrey Hepburn because they're all iconic brows. I could use a little Kelly Baker tweaking to make them look better.
I mean, are you constantly just looking at eyebrows every movie, every TV show, like every person you cross in the street? Like, are you just like, oh, if I could just get that one hair,
See, sadly, that's what everyone thinks. So every person that I meet wants to hide their face and says, don't look at me.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. Unless they're so horrible and they're like screaming at you like, help me.
Yeah.
I'm not. Sometimes I will, like, more so on celebrities when you see photos or things on TV, I'm like, oh my God, fix that. But not for, you know, everyone, not your regular person. You know, I'm not inspecting it unless it's, like I said, like,
really noticeable.
I want to save your life. Let me save you.
Because I used to do that with eyelashes. Because, you know, as you know, there's a lot of unfortunate bad work in
LA. I've seen some fucking crazy eyelashes.
I feel I've wanted to do a few interventions. French. Yeah.
Have you seen the ones on Instagram where they're literally this big? No, I'm not even kidding you. It goes this high all the way across.
And it doesn't do you any favors for your bone structure. I mean, it's really not a good look for
it. It looks heavy. How can you even open your eyes?
Oh, I'm sure they all become a disaster in like a week, too.
Do you know who Lamb Chop is?
Yes, of course I do.
Well,
this is
the
song that never ends, and it goes on and on, my friends. Yes, of course I do.
I don't even know that song, but I know who Lamb Chop is.
It was every episode of Lamb Chop's Play Along was the song that never ends. It's fine.
No, I'm happy that you know the song. I'm just happy you know who it is. Because days people don't know any, you know, depending on your generation.
Yes. Well, I'm an elder millennial, and don't worry, I watch Slam Chop.
Perfect.
Okay, I was wondering if you could tell us what celebrity has the highest pain tolerance and can't handle the pluck. But if you're uncomfortable telling me that, I understand. Is there anybody who's kind of wussy about it?
Cardi B hates it.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, who doesn't?
You know what? Everyone else.
I kind of like it.
Yeah. Kardashians don't even flinch.
Well, they're professionals, you know? I mean, beauty is pain. If you're brought up to know that, then nothing's going to surprise you, you know?
Cardi is newer in the beauty and getting things done and glamming all the time, you know?
Right.
But that's probably back in the day, like a long time ago when I worked for Damone, I used to do Kelly Rowland, and she hated it. She absolutely hated it. Because she would also like to tweeze only, and tweezing definitely hurts more than tweezing every hair. She hated tweezing. Those are most people are honestly, and men hate it. If you have any
Of course.
Male clients, that God forbid, they might die.
Okay, my last official question for you is, are brows here to stay? Because sometimes I think, are pencil thin brows making a comeback? I see things, I see trends. Tell me no, but tell me what you think about that.
Well, brows are 100% here to stay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's on your face. It makes you look younger. It makes you look better. It makes you look alive, you know, well slept, you know, have energy. Thinner brows, you know, another analogy I like to use is thinking of like, let's think of the witches or, you know, the scary people in Disney movies. They always have thin, scary, pointed eyebrows. Mm-hmm. It's to make you look scary. No one wants to look scary. No one wants to look old. So I don't think we're going to see anytime soon brows getting thinner. Right now, everything is bigger and bigger and bushier and fluffier. If anything, they might go back one day to being more tamed. But I feel like in a lot of most parts of the world, they're still in the super tamed, perfect stage. Mm-hmm. And more so in California, where it's getting bushier and fluffier and a laminated look. So I don't see anything thin coming anytime soon, for sure. Thank God. And if you want them thin, I can do that for you. But no,
praise be. Love that answer, and I respect it, and thank you for your expertise. Kelly, if you wouldn't mind telling us where we can find you on the internet, where your shop is, information on that, your website for people to shop the products. There is a code, I was told, for the listeners to shop. I will insert it at the top of the show to make sure it's correct, because I'm about to go ham. I'm buying the tweezers. I'm buying the highlighter. I'm buying it all. And this is the perfect time to learn how to do your eyebrows. We're all at home.
And we've made, just so you know, really quickly, all everything that you're talking about, the products, I've made kits for you. So I've made it super easy to know which colors and shades to pick for you specifically. We've made like a pencil kit, a powder kit. Like there's all different kinds of kits. And there's also different celebrities that you can look at as like examples of what we've used for them too. Everything is kellybakerbrows.com. My Instagram is Kelly Baker Brows. The website is Kelly Baker Brows or Kelly Baker. Either one is going to go to the same page. Our salon is in Venice, California. It is also Kelly Baker Brows. We call it Kelly Baker Brows and Beauty because we do the lashes as well. But everything is Kelly Baker Brows.
I mean, we love a unified branding moment. I do want to point out it is Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y.
Yep.
We add that E in, honey. So don't forget the E. Yeah.
I'll blame my mother forever for that.
There are a lot of Kelly spellings. Yes.
There are a lot of Kelly spellings for sure.
There are. Yep. Kelly, this has been an absolute delight. When I'm back in California, I'm going to get COVID tested and then I'm going to do, I have laser hair removal due. I've got eyebrows. I need my teeth cleaned. I'm going to run errands and I'm going to come see you in Venice. So I'll see you then in person. Yes. Thank you so much for your time and expertise.
Thank you.
I can't wait to show you my, my butchered,
Listen, there's nothing that we can't do.
Yes.
That's something that we always say too. Doesn't matter how thin or thick, over-tweezed, ruined you think that they are, we can always take care of you. We'll show you how to fill them in so you're confident in going home and recreating what we've done to you and make it the best for your shape and your look, and you'll be good. You'll be happy.
I cannot wait to get your thoughts on my arch. And like, if you think we should raise it up a little, I can't wait. You are doing the Lord's work. Thank you for your time. Everybody, thank you for listening as well. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream that neck and keep your brows fresh. Yes, honey.
Star Brands Avenue, a podcast network.